Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Take Me to Your Leader: Perspectives on Your First Alien Encounter is a popular science book by Neil deGrasse Tyson that treats the first meeting with extraterrestrial visitors as both a scientific puzzle and a cultural exercise, rather than presenting alien contact as fantasy or prophecy. Tyson uses it as a structured thought experiment. If a technologically capable species reached Earth, what could physics, biology, astronomy, and human history reasonably tell us about the encounter? The book blends accessible explanations of scientific principles with references to film, television, literature, philosophy, and contemporary interest in UFOs and unidentified aerial phenomena. Its purpose is not to prove that aliens are already here, but to clarify what serious thinking about alien arrival would require. Tyson examines possible alien bodies, methods of travel, communication barriers, and human assumptions about intelligence and authority. The result is a non-fiction guide that is speculative in subject, but grounded in scientific caution, humor, and cultural analysis. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, alien bodies are limited by physics, not only imagination. One of the central moves in Take Me to Your Leader is to narrow the fantasy of alien form through physical constraints. Tyson does not treat extraterrestrials as creatures that can look like anything merely because they evolved elsewhere. He emphasizes that any biological organism must still contend with gravity, material strength, energy use, sensory needs, and the relationship between body size and intelligence. This approach pushes against many popular images of aliens as either tiny invaders or enormous monsters. A very small being might struggle to build and operate complex interstellar technology unless it had extraordinary compensating advantages, while a very large creature would face structural and metabolic limits. The point is not to predict a final alien anatomy, but to show that speculation becomes more meaningful when bounded by universal laws. By applying brain-to-body considerations, locomotion constraints, and the need to manipulate tools or information, Tyson turns alien design into a lesson in scientific reasoning. The reader is invited to separate cinematic freedom from biological plausibility, while still leaving room for unfamiliar forms of life. Secondly, first contact requires etiquette based on restraint and observation. The book presents first contact not only as a scientific event, but as a situation demanding careful behavior. Tyson challenges the assumption that familiar human gestures would be harmless or meaningful to another species. A handshake, a wave, direct eye contact, or a verbal greeting could be irrelevant, confusing, or even threatening if the visitors evolved with different senses, social signals, or concepts of personal space. His advice is therefore less about formal manners and more about epistemic humility. Do not act as though human customs are universal. This makes the book unusual within popular science, because it treats etiquette as an extension of biology and anthropology. To behave intelligently during an alien encounter, humans would first need to observe patterns, infer intentions cautiously, and avoid projecting Earth-based meanings onto non-human behavior. The practical lesson extends beyond aliens. It highlights a general principle of cross-cultural and interspecies interaction when the context is unknown. The safest first action is often to learn rather than perform. Tyson uses the absurdity of a cosmic greeting to make a serious point about human self-confidence. Thirdly, science offers the best shared language when ordinary speech fails. Tyson gives special attention to the problem of communication, because alien visitors would almost certainly not arrive speaking any human language. The book argues that the most promising bridge would be scientific regularity rather than vocabulary. Constants in relationships such as the speed of light, gravity, motion, relativity, atomic structure, and mathematical patterning are not cultural inventions in the same way as English or Mandarin. A technologically advanced species capable of reaching Earth would likely have discovered some equivalent framework for describing matter, energy, and motion. This does not mean communication would be easy. The visitors might use unfamiliar senses, symbols, timescales, or computing systems. Still, a periodic table, geometric structure, prime number sequence, or demonstration of predictable physical law could provide a starting point. Tyson uses this idea to show why science has a special status in first contact scenarios. It is not simply a human belief system, but a way of describing features of reality that any successful spacefaring civilization would need to confront. The topic also reframes science education as a form of cosmic literacy. Humanity may be most intelligible when it displays what it understands about the universe. Fourthly, UFO fascination becomes a cultural history of human expectation. Take Me to Your Leader is shaped by the modern revival of public interest in UFOs and unidentified aerial phenomena, but it does not simply endorse popular claims. Tyson uses that fascination as evidence of a deeper cultural pattern. Humans repeatedly imagine alien contact through the stories, fears, technologies, and political conditions of their own era. The book draws on depictions from film, television, literature, and public debate to examine why extraterrestrials occupy such a durable place in the imagination. References to franchises and pop culture examples are not only comic decoration. They serve as a catalog of assumptions about invasion, rescue, intelligence, violence, and human importance. By comparing cultural depictions with scientific plausibility, Tyson separates entertainment logic from evidence-based reasoning. A Hollywood mothership can be defeated for narrative satisfaction, but a real civilization able to cross interstellar distances would probably possess capabilities far beyond human weapons or diplomacy. This topic gives the book a dual function. It is partly about aliens, but it is also about the stories humans tell when confronted with the possibility that Earth is not the center of meaningful life. Lastly, a superior alien intelligence would expose the limits of human status. A recurring implication of the book is that any species capable of visiting Earth would probably be far more advanced than humans in knowledge, technology, and control over nature. Tyson uses this possibility to challenge human exceptionalism. People often imagine themselves negotiating with aliens as equals, resisting them with familiar weapons, or impressing them with political institutions and cultural achievements. The scientific premise of interstellar arrival makes that expectation doubtful. If another civilization can travel between stars while humans remain confined to a small planetary neighborhood, the imbalance would be closer to the gap between humans and less cognitively developed animals than a meeting between peer societies. This does not require that aliens be hostile. It only means that human self-importance would be destabilized. The question Take Me to Your Leader raises is therefore not merely who should speak for Earth, but whether our categories of leadership, intelligence, and civilization would matter to the visitors. Tyson turns first contact into a mirror. By imagining a mind that exceeds ours, readers are forced to reconsider how narrow human measures of importance may be. In conclusion, Take Me to Your Leader is best suited for readers who enjoy popular science that moves between rigorous explanation and playful speculation. It will appeal to people interested in astrobiology, UFO debates, science fiction, space exploration, and the cultural history of extraterrestrial imagination, especially those who prefer a skeptical but curious approach. The practical benefit is not a literal checklist for surviving an alien landing. Its value lies in training readers to ask better questions: what physical limits govern life, what evidence would count, how communication might begin, and which human assumptions would fail first. Intellectually, the book encourages humility by placing humanity inside a larger cosmic frame without abandoning humor or accessibility. Compared with many books about extraterrestrials, it stands out because it is neither a technical astrobiology textbook nor a sensational account of sightings and conspiracies. Tyson treats alien contact as a disciplined thought experiment informed by physics, biology, and cultural literacy. The unusual emphasis on first contact etiquette also differentiates it from standard discussions of whether life exists elsewhere. By combining scientific constraints, media awareness, and social implications, the book offers a distinctive entry point for readers who want to think seriously about aliens without losing the fun of the question. If you would like to support Neil deGrasse Tyson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.